Welcome to The Atypical Leader with Rick Brennan, where we talk about harnessing what makes you unique
and maybe even a little odd,
while at the same time dismantling the notion that you have to be a certain type of person or act a certain way to be an effective leader.
You're definitely a leader, not a follower.
I like the sound of this.
It's time for us atypical leaders to come out of the shadows and learn to be proud and confident in what makes us different.
I'm proud of who I am.
I'm proud of who I am.
Atypical Leader starts now.
How's that chip on your shoulder? Is it bothering you much? Don't get your fucking nuts in a knot. Good morning or afternoon, Judy, whatever it is. How are you?
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Not too bad. Not a little confused, but that's all right.
You're always confused.
Oh, it seems that way.
Me, you are.
I know. Well, yeah. It's like you talk Swahili or something.
I know. I seem to have a different language than you.
Yes.
But anyway, so here we are in Hako, and we're going to talk about women, because so far we've done 40 episodes and we haven't really broken down about women that are atypical or have neurodiversity.
Right.
Right.
Okay, cool. Cool. Sounds great.
Yeah. So let's...
I love women.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
And I would go as far to say that in my career, I've enjoyed working with women more than men.
Ah.
Yes. In fact, I would lean that way significantly, actually. Men have that testosterone thing
going.
You know? And women, although they have their own things, tend to be more logical. And I guess just my personality, I've always tended to get along better related to women.
Oh,
we work
okay.
together more productively.
I can see that.
You know,
I understand
more
that.
Straightforward, more to the point, no hidden agendas, that sort of stuff. Now, there's, you know, at times more emotion and stuff like that,
but that's okay.
I'm a pretty emotional guy myself.
Right, and that's one of the things we're trying to say here, too, is it's okay to show emotion as long as, there's always a big discussion about women in the workplace, you know, the glass ceiling, the wage inequality. I want to know what your take on it is, because you were in position of leadership.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. Don't agree with the whole thing. And I got to tell you why.
Okay, get. I wish I had a number, because the phones would start ringing right now.
First of all, like I said, I've enjoyed working with women more. I've been more productive. They're very skilled. And I must say that with all the talk about, and I understand history.
Right.
Come on. I understand that through history, women have not got their fair share, have not been paid the way they should, respected the way they should. Jesus Christ, they couldn't vote at one point. I get all that.
Yeah.
So I'm not disputing history. I'm not even disputing the statistical part of it, that women on average are paid less than men.
Right.
Okay. All of that has not been my experience. In my last 20 years, I worked for McKesson.
Right.
I thought they were very focused on equity between men and women. And all this talk about, well, women can't get it. I mean, and women this, women that. My God, I couldn't escape all these strong women. No.
That's why you and I get along. Because
oh, my
I'm
God. It's like, Jesus Christ, they're everywhere. And again, well, women can't get ahead. Well, I don't know. I mean, I had the president of my company was a woman. The senior VP of HR was a woman. A lot of key roles were right up into the corporation in the United States. So I didn't experience that. And even when I look back and I think of the woman who became president of our company, and I knew her very well through the years.
Right.
You know, she was controller, she was CFO, she was this, she was that. I've never experienced that. And I've been absorbed in that culture where, I'm a woman, what? Tough fucking luck.
Right.
I can do, I'm as strong. And they approach life like that. And I never heard that sort of stuff. Well, women are disadvantaged. Well, I must take that back a little. Okay. I did hear it a little bit. More as a negotiating tool.
Really? You think that's what it was?
I think in the circumstances that I was in, it was a negotiating tool. Because I see, and all of my team was filled with women executives who were tremendously confident. And they never spoke that language.
Were they paid the same as your male executives?
Yes, they were paid the same. Now, they understand, you got to understand from a corporate perspective how payment happens, how you decide on someone's salary. Okay.
Okay.
So let me take an example of, I have a male and a female. They're both educated to the same degree.
Right.
Same age, same background. But one has 30 years experience in marketing and another has 10.
Okay.
Even though they're going to take the same job, they will never be paid the same. Now, reverse role. Doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman or whatever.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It doesn't matter.
Either way, it works, there's a formula for how much you can make.
Okay.
And it's based on a zillion factors. And when HR does their calculation, they come up with a salary. Then there is what's happening in the company. Is it we're in wage freezes, or are we getting increases of 2% or 10%? All those type of things go in to what becomes your salary. So you can have a man who made whatever, $100,000 a year, a woman come in and make 80 because of those type of things. And the reverse. A woman could be paid 100 and a man could. And I've sat there and fought with HR over this stuff. But there is great logic to that and a formula that's followed. And I got to tell you, and I'm hats off to McKesson, who I worked with. There was zero of that I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Now, maybe it happened somewhere, but I've never experienced ever for 20 years working with that company.
That's
amazing. I don't think they stood alone on the top of the mountain doing things.
Okay.
Now, does it exist? I'm sure it exists. I'm sure it does, but not everywhere I've been. And I got to tell you another thing, and Judy, we've laughed about this. They always talk about the men's club.
Oh, yeah, the boys' club.
The boys'
club.
Well, I couldn't find it.
Sorry.
No, I couldn't find the boys' club. I kept looking.
Maybe they were hiding from you, Rick.
Maybe they were hiding from me. And now, maybe back in my earlier years when I was back with Shoppers Drug Mart, we were young guys running to the bars and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
We had our boys' clique because, trust me, no women wanted any part of us at that point. And we were up to different things. But in my last bunch of years, so that's like over 2.5 decades, I've just never seen that. But it really goes to, and I got to bring it back to the atypicalness.
Yes, please.
It's about owning who you are. Owning your skills, owning your mistakes, and just going for it. It's that I don't give a shit. I'm strong. I'm capable. And I don't care if you're a man, female, black or green or blue.
Right.
That this is me. Accept it. And I'm going to push forward.
Right. Right. Well, and I mean, it does happen. I'm sure it happened to me. I know that. I mean, I knew when I was 20, 21, that I wasn't going to work in corporate. I just wasn't. If I went there, I probably would never get ahead. I shouldn't say that because I didn't really try hard. Didn't interest me. And I went out and made my own jobs. Got my own, things. So I didn't really, but I did run across boys' clubs. Definitely. I was just really good at being with the boys. So they let me in a lot.
So you entered that club then?
Yeah,
Boys' club then?
No. No.
It was who I want to hang around with club.
Yeah.
Because
the
problem with a lot of the thing between the different genders is what appropriateness is.
Yes, right.
And let me tell you, I'm out drinking with the boys, we curse, we swear, we say all kinds of inappropriate things, and the other guys laugh. If you sometimes put a female in there, those things become inappropriate,
right.
And therefore the environment changes. And I don't like this.
But even though I broke into, I'm thinking back, when I broke into the boys' club, there was still a barrier between us. When things came down to, when it came down to certain things, they tried to do it without me.
Like what? Golfing?
Well, I didn't golf, so I could care less about that.
But golfing is one I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. But
well,
I mean,
if you're a zillion handicap, and we're out playing with the boys having a competitive game, I mean, I don't want the zillion handicap guy with us.
No, exactly. And like my daughter, she's taking up golf this year, which I'm shocked. I mean, but like she said, a lot of deals are made on the golf course. A lot of things happen on the golf course, and I'm going to be there. And I'm going to get
good,
in there.
But that's what I'm talking about. And guess what? Practice, become competent at the sport. Maybe no one's ever looking for the perfect golfer. It's not like
she
that.
She just wants to be able to go to the tournaments and all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But you have to be somewhat confident to really be part of it.
Yeah.
And so there you go. So there is taking the bull by the horns.
Right.
Creating the skills that allow me to be part of those conversations that happen on the golf course.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that can be applied to many, many different ways. And this whole saying is about, when a woman is strong, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, again, I just never experienced, because listen, when I was strong, I'm a prick. Okay, yeah, good for me. Boom, I checked that box. Power for me. So own that stuff. Own that stuff. Yeah, I'm a strong woman. You call me a bitch. Well, tough fucking luck.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is you were in, sounds like, a very unique situation.
I don't believe that. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't other sides of this. McKesson was awesome. But they did not sit in the top of that mountain by themselves.
2024, thank Christ we've made some movement.
No, but I go back 20 years ago. This is 2000. And I've never seen any of that then.
Okay,
I didn't audit the books and I didn't know those things. But anything I was involved with, I really never saw that. Now, there's no doubt that females occupy certain roles that are paid less.
Right.
Like you can only pay a customer service agent so much money.
Right.
Regardless of how good they are, you can't pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
And unfortunately, women always seem to end up in those roles.
Right. And if you look at plumbers are mostly men. Those are high-paying jobs. So those things, I think, skew the numbers. And I'm not talking about that. I'm not trying to deny that there's inequity. All I'm saying, if you're a female and if you're an atypical female, it's your responsibility to take charge, show your superpowers, drive it forward. If someone calls you a bitch, own it like a badge of honor, because I guess I have an impact and I'm being recognized.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard. But
that's part of the problem.
Yeah, but you know, I know. I'm sitting here. I don't want to be a traitor to my feminism, but I didn't really experience it either. But I created my own. I did. You know, I mean, I was around men. You know, the comedians were men. The men at the top were men. You know, I mean, at the top, it was men. I was the only female. Me and another woman, and she's got his balls as big as me, too.
Right.
And they all tried.
Back to me. Okay, I came from Atlanta, Canada.
Yes.
And I moved into the big smoke, Toronto.
Yes.
Or Montreal. And there was always that thing, the fucking redneck. Redneck coming from Atlanta, Canada, what's he know? He doesn't have the culture. I'm atypical on top of that.
Right.
So I'm not showing those executiveness that they like.
Yeah.
They look down on me like that.
Did you get paid less?
Did I get paid less? In a manner of speaking, yes.
Why?
Only because I was coming there and let's transition him into the role and therefore into the pay scale and so on and so forth. That could have not been done, but it was done. But I was just happy to get the job. But the point is, it happens not just to females. It happens to a guy like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, it's like, fuck you. I'll show you. And you drive forward and you just don't let that stop you.
Right.
I mean, you know, so.
But it goes back to some of our conversations and he once said, if they're like that, don't listen to our podcast, which is true. We're talking about if you want to be a leader, if you want to get ahead in the job, you have to take all of that and push. And you're right. If you're being assertive and they say, what an aggressive bitch. And you know damn well that they wouldn't call a man that. It doesn't matter.
They call him an asshole. I mean, I live this. So don't tell. I've been in the boardrooms and I got to tell you, trust me, that it was more likely that I would be the asshole
than
a woman would be called a bitch. Because I'm aggressive. I'm pushing forward.
Right.
I'm not presenting things in the executive stereotype.
Okay.
So therefore, I'm kind of a rednecky, don't know what I'm doing type of guy. And you could be, you know, I've seen women be tremendously aggressive. And that's just, I never saw this thing as she was the bitch. Although, I'll be honest, there were a few of them.
And there was probably a few pricks, too.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is that, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta own your shit.
Right.
You can't let these stereotypes bring you down. I mean, everyone's gonna have them, but they're the asshole. They're the minority. And you know, like a lot of times that minority is a loud minority. So you just shrug them off, move on, know that doing the right things, sticking to your guns, being assertive, all those type of things will drive you forward. I don't care who you are, what sex you are, what
sexuality, what
anything,
gender,
anything.
Right. Because I mean a lot of, you know, it's just not women anymore. And from talking to you, obviously, there's companies out there that respect women. And women are getting better at standing up for themselves. Women are not playing the passive role anymore.
Again, even as you recite your little rendition there, it makes you think that, again, it's still the way it is.
No, I'm saying it's better because women are standing up.
But if you have the right attitude, it's non-existent. If you believe in yourself,
right,
and you're, I mean, listen, you got to do the shit.
You got to.
Because I'm not saying education, but you got to be competent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to perform.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out and take golf lessons if you want to be part of the tournament. You've got to do those things, just like I got to do.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
But maybe I do them more readily because it's a guy thing. I don't know. But you got to do those things, and if you do those things, you learn to talk to executives. You learn to talk their language. You're just as capable and probable to get ahead as any guy. So stop thinking that there's anything.
Right.
Now,
right.
And even if there is.
Push past it is what you're
fuck
saying.
Fuck you.
And, sorry.
You know.
Yeah. And,
I mean,
well, not
go
only
for
that.
It.
It's if you really want to be in that leadership role, if you want to move forward, like you said, women have to push forward. And if it doesn't work, leave. Go somewhere else.
Right. Now, and two, I think about I'm sure there are industries that are more, like, all hear the stuff on, you know, celebrities and movie stars and how guys get paid more than women. And I'm sure that's absolutely all true.
Mm-hmm.
But those are those type of industries, and I really can't speak for them.
Right.
But I can tell you in the high corporate world, from what my experience is,
right,
and from the strong, strong women that I see couldn't seem to escape from, you know.
And here you are again with me.
And yes, exactly. And there, you know, own who you are.
Yeah.
Believe in you. Don't let that foolishness stop you from being what you're capable of doing. I mean, Jessica, and I know that, you know, some people go, oh my God, he's so full of shit. He doesn't know anything.
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, my experience is women rock.
Well, thank you.
You know, fighting past, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to start
pulling out statistics and talking all that kind of thing. I just wanted to bring up, we've talked about atypical. It kind of tends towards... without saying it, we've kind of tended towards the male side. We wanted to talk about women. And the thing about the atypical woman, in some situations, she would be fighting not just being a woman, but being atypical.
Yes, no doubt about it.
So you have to kind of take the attitude, forget it, and just believe in yourself, find a way to do it. And if the company is just not open to you, quit, go find somewhere else to work that is.
Yes, because there are those places.
There are obviously.
And there's no doubt that being an atypical woman, it's going to be a challenge.
Like it is
for a man, and maybe that is skewed a little tougher because,
it
you know,
is.
I think common sense would lead me there. I mean,
yeah.
I could, you know, get by mine through stubbornness and aggressiveness and all that sort of stuff, and maybe that's not as widely accepted.
It's not.
For sure,
yeah.
But that's all right. There still is a way.
Yes.
It might not be, as we've talked many times, your approach to success will be your approach to success.
Exactly.
But believing in yourself.
Right.
Understanding yourself.
Right.
Driving forward with your superpowers and not being detoured what everyone else believes you should do.
Right.
Are the keys to your success. So however you do it, but you gotta go with that mindset that I can do. Don't care
right.
what sex I am, what atypical traits I have. I am capable, get focused on my strengths, and go for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Woo!
Woo! That was a good one. We almost got into a little fight there, but backing it up.
No, I'm not fighting you.
Anyway, just know that you can do it. That's all I can say.
Yep.
Just know you can do it. It doesn't matter what stands in your way. If you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. And maybe you'll find the boys' club, too.
No, Buck, I've never found it. We never finished that story. I kept looking for the boys' club. There is no boys' club. I kept, you know, where is the boys' club? Now there are people who hang out together because they do stuff and drink wine together and stuff, but I couldn't find the boys' club.
See, I found it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find the fucking thing. Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
That's it. So we'll chat soon?
Okay.
Next week.
Start talking to you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Thanks for joining us today and listening to another episode of The Atypical Leader. If you haven't already done so, like, share, and follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. By liking and sharing, you will help other atypicals find all of us, so we can all start to leverage the stories, strategies, and strengths of what make us all unique. Keep listening and remember, take charge and push away those self-doubts. Leverage what we're talking about, be confident in who you are, and proud of what makes you unique.
So join me, Rick Brennan, and my co-host Judy Sims on the next episode of The Atypical Leader. And don't forget to get your copy of the book, The Atypical Leader, Harnessing the Power of Neurodiversity, on Amazon. To learn more about us, leadership, and neurodiversity, please go to our website, atypicalleader.com.
Thanks for listening. Let's do it again next week.